גוויין דף קוף חף דלת סטילים חילוי, פרק ווב אוף חילוי. I'd like to start חילוי again. It's the one that I really haven't got my teeth into properly. אבל let's take the next step, see what we come up with. ובכלל אחס מן הסגולס הגדולוס, והמדברים המאירים את הכוונה, ומקילים על איון המחשובה, שלא תשויטת הנה ואינו, היא להבין את התפילו. One of the key to success and to having proper kavana and making the deep thinking about what one's davening about, when you're thinking about what you're davening about, so that your mind doesn't wander from here to there, because that's a problem we all have. One of the problems we have with davening is our minds tend to wander. One of the segulas, he calls it hagadolos, that enables one to solve some of these problems is to understand what you're saying, is to understand the tefillah. Havana is a big key to davening properly. Person understands the tefillah deeply, understands what he's dealing with, so he takes his tefillah, the time that he spends davening becomes a joy, becomes a real enjoyment, which a lot of people don't feel. Most people don't feel that davening is enjoyable. They do it. So for some people, it's not bad, but to say that I enjoy davening on a regular basis, it's a nadir. Because of our Ramchal, Bagdomas Derech Hashem, Vezeli Shoina, the Ramchal, the wonderful Agdoma to Derech Hashem, says, Ki amnam tziu chalokim rabim, asher lo noide koshom, umedragal samamiti, v'binyan hakol amurkav mehem. Not sure exactly what he's driving at here. Let's just go through and see what exactly he wants to extract from this. Etzel haseichel hamishtoikek ledas, einu ele mosa kaved belo chemdo. Let me just see how he understands that here. I'm not sure what it is. Okay. Azoi. The tziur, the picture, the perspective that a person has, many, many, many different elements. And a person doesn't know how they relate to each other or where they fit into the general system. Means you have a system, it's made up of lots and lots of chalakim. Well, you have a car. You don't have a car, you have the parts of the car, lots and lots of different parts, and you don't know where the parts fit in and which one's more important and where they go. As yesh lecha baya.
Yeah.
So then it becomes very, very unsatisfying. It becomes a big load. For the person has a desire, seichel wants to know. The seichel wants to understand things. Mm-hmm. But you'll struggle and battle. You'll stand there with that broken car for hours and hours, wanting to know how it all fits together and how it works, and you're just going to get more and more frustrated. That means the Ramchal's telling us, when you have lots of pieces and you don't know where they fit into the system and you don't understand the system, then it just becomes a load. It's not pleasant. It's not enjoyable. And you just, that's it. You'll toil and you'll battle and struggle, just get tired and tired, and you won't have any enjoyment from it. And that's it. Ad kan. Aval kushumeivin habinyat hanoze. Abnivne zoom sheches libo is lo yasir daitum in advorim and iploim vayofim. When a person understands how the system works, which parts go where, how this part affects the other part, you start seeing how the system's built. Then he won't take his mind off it for 1 second. And because he sees the beauty of the structure. So in Gemara, I keep telling the guys in the Gemara shiur, before you do anything, is get the structure of the sugya clear. What fits where? What goes where? What's a question? What's an answer? What's a rishon? What's an achrein? What's an amoira? What's a braisa? What's a posse? You understand the structure. You see where everything fits in. Even before you've understood the understanding the sugya, just the structure alone is enough to motech you into the sugya. They are Ramchal. This understanding draws you, drags you, and it sucks you in. Say that tefillah kavu hu marecha niflo, This whole system of tefillah that we have, the order of tefillah that we have, the fixed system that we have, is an awesome system to someone who understands it. Few people can say that simcha for them is tainuk simcha v'hano. Yeah, who can say that? Where are you coming from? You look so happy. No, I just haven't mincha. Why is it? Is it mincha? Is it geshmak? Is it kef? I can't wait. Wait, what time's my rif? You know, the law is not the law. In line with it, we don't have that. Gamit ne akir v'lekodesh baruch hu. There's the aspect of just getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's tainuk. The gamit ne noires v'niflois ha-chochma shebehem. Also, one sees awesome chochma in the tefillah. The kedush ha-ein tainuk ketainuk ha-chochma. The greatest tainuk that a person can get is the tainuk of chochma. People are running around trying to get tainukim in all sorts of different places. The ikar tainuk comes from chochma. Even you battle and struggle on a mathematical problem for 2 days, and then you get the pitaron, you find the solution. There's an enormous tainuk in that, an enormous geshmak in that. To the extent that you understand the tefillah more, it becomes more and more enjoyable. Okay. So we see a very important klal. When a person understands the system he's dealing with, he knows how the parts fit together, he understands the order of things, and he starts putting his mind to understanding it, so there's enormous joy and pleasure in that. So in tefillah, we don't have that. So let's see how we solve the problem, because if I can take my tefillah from where it is to a place where it's tainuk, where it's simcha, so who wouldn't want to do that? And we spend quite a big chunk of our day in tefillah. And most times it wasn't bad. But simcha v'tainuk v'hano, let's see, maybe we can acquire something here. It's a tefillah tzarich la'avin gam b'klal v'gam b'prat. Again, this is the famous Ramchal there. There's klal and prat. There's the general thing called tefillah, and then there's the details. The klal ledat ma'hein ha'gregus shel kol chelek mechelka tefillah. First, to understand what are the different levels of the different parts of tefillah. Ma'u gedesh shel psukei dezimra. Ma'u godran shel brekas kriyash. Ma'u gedesh shmoneh esrei. What are the parameters of psukei dezimra? What's Birkas Kriyashma? What's Shmoneh Esrei? Zeh b'chlal. That's klal. You need to know there's four levels of tefillah. There's five levels, actually, like we saw. There's the coming down after Shmoneh Esrei, the post Shmoneh Esrei tefillahs, the three levels leading up to Shmoneh Esrei, Shmoneh Esrei itself, which is Mamash Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. The three different parallels the Kabbalistic world. But we know where the different systems are. U'b'prat tzarich ledat muvnei v'b'iroi. She'll call prat per prat. But at the prat level, you need to understand the binin of each detail. The same as if you have a car and all the pieces are working, everything's going nicely, they're klal. You've got a car and it's got it's got an engine, it's got a gear, it's a clutch, a steering wheel, beseda. About what's this screw for? And how does this connect to this? So that's the prat. You have to understand the pratim. It's a lablaza, Talmud Muvak of Rizal Salanta, Shasugia, the Megillah shall say the Yutches Brochas, Minyan Shaimrim Avois, Minyan Shaimrim Gvurais, he Sagula la Kavana Bashmonesra. Vasibelo Chere, Kesha Yodim Kesha Brochas, Lama Brochazu Boach Shav, the Lama Zubacharov, the Echze Goyer Ze, Advarim Shochim, Kasidram Shochim Ze Achaze. When you understand why this tefillah comes now and why this tefillah comes afterwards, why do you have avos and then you have gvuros and then you have kedusha and then you have das, and what comes before and what comes after, so you understand the system, you understand the binyan of the system. Then one starts understanding and one gets cheshek. The more you understand the binyan of the tefillah, the structure, the building, the system, why and how it works, you'll get more cheshek to daven. It's much easier to focus and concentrate And you won't have all these strange thoughts sprouting up and popping into your head the whole time because you're focused and concentrating on what you're doing and you know what you're doing. We had Besofa Tfila, right at the end of Tfila, even Tfil Chosei Shoynes, Lekula, Lumet Tfila HaTfila, Vain Sham Isa Hefsek Bedibu Vashad Yoni Mamakvim, especially at the end of Tfila. At the end of Tfila, it's much more makel. We see lichoyer that you don't have the issue of hefsek bedibur and all other things that are ma'akev. When you're busy with the building from Sukkot Zimra to Birkas Kriya Shema to Shmoneh Esrei, all the lochos we deal with about when you can interrupt, when you can't interrupt, when you can say hello, when you can't say hello. Ein hefsek bein geula letfila. A lot of lochos and chumra is dealing with the whole structure of tefila. But in the tefila afterwards, after Shmoneh Esrei, yeah, you can talk there, and people already opening up their phones. People, so we don't have a whole set of halachas there. Rabbim hitroglu lahakel beim umamela ein cheshek. Kasher mitpanelim bli cheshek, kasher mod lechaven nimta chelik ze nipsad legamre. When you're not concentrating, when you don't have cheshek, it's very hard to concentrate. When you're not concentrating, it's very hard to have cheshek, and a big chunk of tefillah gets wasted. Because we just don't recognize the whole importance of it because we don't understand the structure. The solution to this problem is to learn the sugya of each thing. Because there's nothing that helps for kavana in tefillah like knowing in each area what you're dealing with and what the halachas are and what the understanding of it is. Obviously, a person has to know what the words mean. A person has to understand in breadth and in depth what the words mean. It's not just a translation, but what the understanding here is.
Yeah.
Until you see this diamond, Mama. You take this diamond and you're twirling it around, and you're seeing all the facets of this thing called tefillah. Baska sheyobin v'nene v'meila lo tivrach machshoftoy. When a person's doing something he really enjoys, you can't distract him. You can't get his attention. You get a kid; he's reading one of these books that the kids like. You can't talk to them. When he's not reading the book, he can't concentrate on anything. And he's running around and he's meshuga, but when he's reading a book he enjoys, as you can't think, he doesn't wander. But we're talking about it takes time. What he's talking about doesn't happen overnight. We saw it ourselves when we were learning Hilchus Tefillah. I don't know if you remember. Just learning the Tefillah, Hilchus of Tefillah already changes one's appreciation of tefillah. It's easier to concentrate. It's easier to enjoy tefillah because you know what you're doing. We're taking it another step. Not just the halachas of tefillah, but also the binyan of tefillah, the structure of tefillah, and also the meaning of what the tefillah is, how it was put together and structured, and understanding what you're doing.
In my sidur, I put some small notes. It's helped me a lot when I know.
The rayon ma'od tov. No, that's a very good. That's the rayon ma'od tov. To have notes, to have, for sure.
But this takes time.
It takes time outside of Twitter. You have to find time outside of Twitter to work on these sugyas. Yeah. He has a wonderful book, not that he wrote, but they took from his shirim and they wrote a book on Twitter where he goes through the whole.
Yeah.
The whole structure of tefillah. I just remember one thing. Years ago, I saw it. I learned it with a group when we were still in Yerushalayim. I just remember one thing that Modeh Ani is the finishing Modeh Ani is Ba'aleinu L'Shabayach. He shows the whole structure. The tefillah runs from the first thing you say in the morning is Modeh Ani. The last thing you say Be'ikaron in tefillah is Aleinu L'Shabayach. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleinu L'Shabayach, Modeh Ani. I just remember that. And then everything between Modeh Ani, anyway, he goes through the whole thing very nicely. It's an important place. But there are a lot of svarim written about this subject today. Rav Hirsch has a lot of stuff in English as well. The Be'em is my sakana. What's the sakana? Understanding tefillah and going into it and having concentration and geshmak and simcha from tefillah. My ma'amaisa sakana yud medaber po. Demons Masechtes HaTefillah, Mituke hi minoifes tzufi. This sugya, this masechta called Masechta's Tefillah, is sweeter than anything. Especially the Haggadah of Tefillah is like honey and milk. The Gemara Chagiga says, "Malacha etzel Haggadah, kalcha midvarisecha etzel negoyim ve'oilois." What are you busy dealing with? I just want to make sure I translate this properly. What are you busy dealing with, Agadators? Okay. No, I didn't want to translate it wrong. What the Gemara says, what are you doing learning Agadita? Go first understand the sugyas of Nagoyim for Oiles properly. Go understand Oiles for Nagoyim. Then you come back and you want to learn Kabbalah. Someone once went to Rakov Hillel. He wanted to learn Kabbalah. So Rakov Hillel said to him, when you finish Cheshen Mishpat, come back to me. You haven't learned Shulchan Aruch yet, you know. Was there Rom was gamba pika avoy shalatayir neema also teroscha keva, but atfila neema al taset tfiloscha keva. See that? Toira you have to make keva. Tfila it says you mustn't make keva. Vafo pisha ein zeh kavona shama inyan atfila. Av remes godol yeshkam. That's what it means. But there's a remes godol yeh. V'chachem shei kiyun v'kivya satalmid chochem chayvshe beiyun atfira dafka. The ike iyun and kivyas of a Talmud Chochem has to be Dafka B'Torah. You have to learn Torah. And we should have a be'in b'sugyas ha'tfila yoichel ha'amshich yoise midai acha metikus ha'dvarim v'yod over etz lo'y l'rifin b'Torah. There's a danger that you'll get so into learning the sweetness and the beauty of tfila that you'll forget to take out your Gemara or your Shulchan Aruch. You become a rifin b'Torah. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shadala talks about this at length. Well, b'nei the young budding Talmud HaChachomim have to be very careful about this. Amnam likvuz man katzav b'kol yom li'iyun ha'tfila lo'isif cheshek v'islav v'spashas ha'tfilos v'ade b'zeh yeh tfilosof v'ale erech v'tmeichen yoysa. But there's no question it's setting aside a certain amount of time, whatever it is, each person has to know. Half an hour, I can't imagine less than half an hour. What are you going to learn in 15 minutes? I'm saying half an hour is a little after you must speak. But anyway, to put aside some time to be mine and to understand Tfila in order to increase a cheshek in his lavuk. His lavuk is when we have any concentration. The Tfila becomes worth much more. But if they can gam limut toirosoi, ye be yesa seis ve yesa ois kumavurush. And also when davening is better, one's learning improves as well. The two go very much hand in hand. Tefillah and Torah very much go hand in hand. If the tefillah is not happening, it's hard to learn. And if the learning's not going well, it's hard to daven. These two to go hand. So what have we just said here? Person needs to spend time, not just on the etim structure and klal of tefillah, but also to go into the pratim, understand the depth and the beauty of tefillah, to find a sefer that helps you with that. This is not the sefer for that. He said right in the beginning, but there are Svarim today that go through tefillah to understand tefillah, to make an asek out of tefillah, to set aside time, but to be careful that you don't get so moshecht after it that you spend all your days learning about that and you forget to learn. You forget to eat the bread and the potatoes because you're so busy eating the ice cream. Okay. Well, the truth of the matter is, that we spend a lot of time davening, and a chaval not to invest. Invest into making our tefillah a little bit more real, because it's the one place where we really have an opportunity to connect to Hashem, and the one place where we can affect our lives and other people's lives more. So important to take it seriously. Okay. Zayin beinyan tefillah betzibu nema nishne dvivra isoyerus rabin besifra avoida. There's a lot spoken about in Svarim of Avoida about the importance of Tfilah B'Tzibur. We say for Rosh Agiva, we very rainy, Rav Pinchas, Don't know who that is. Palatzak, mitalmidei Agro. From the Talmidim of the Gro. Maybe Mizoch HaKodesh Parchas V'Yishlach Al HaPosuk V'Yah Yaakov Me'od V'Yetzer Lo. Rekiven She'Kol Machanois HaKadoshim Hayu Itoy V'Lam Lo Liyos Yira. It says Yaakov was very, very fearful. He was very, very scared. He asks, we're talking about Yaakov had everything. All the Machanah Kodesh were with him. What was he so scared about? It says Yaakov Levadoi, and he was very scared. Why was he scared? he had the whole Pamalia, the whole world was with him. He had Kol HaMachana Kodesh with him, because he was alone. V'tfilos Yochid, einu elagovan echad v'einu metukenes litkabel k'tfilos tzibul. Because tfilos Yochid is just one style of tfila, one type of tfila. And it's not that effective to have one's tefillah being makabel like tefillah betzibu. Ki amalach samach nan dul dalad lamet pei vav nun hamamoyel at tefillahs Yisrael reikam v'oise at Torah misholot tzvoim v'chay olomim keta kovud mitfilosin shel Yisrael. This malach samach nun dalad. So he's in charge of the tefillahs of Yisrael, and he makes a crown. He takes the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, and he makes this beautiful crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulechein tefillah betzibur kolelis kama minei gavonim, efshe shetase klil v'toru l'chayelomim. When you have different types of tefillah, everybody davens different, everybody brings a different dimension to tefillah, so then you can make a crown, because you have all the different parts of a crown. A crown's made up of different things. So you have tefillah betzibul, so everybody contributes a certain aspect to the keter. Ba'ashen kivile yis yochid, shirak gavon echod, v'yevshe lo liyois ha-torah merukemes. You can't take one piece of gold, you make a crown. No, a crown needs lots of different things. It needs a diamond, it needs a ruby, it needs an emerald, it needs this, it needs that, it needs silver, it needs tzirich ha-peh gavonim. You can't have one blob, and that's a keter. So, okay. Remove a safe and is Galil, Vazela Shaina, but my does Tvila Betsibu, call Ishkefi Midosoi, but said it could cream a heroes for Simchas Libo, Peshas Tvilosa, Yoitzim Hagavonim. He carries on this safer there that we're quoting from here, the Talmud of the Goin. The mile of Tvila Betsibu is each person according to who he is, wherever he's holding, how fast he davens, how slow he davens, how simcha he's got. At the time of davening, all these different aspects come out. The people that are davening from bitterness, so comes out of him a wick and a thread of black. This one's davening from rich, this one's davening from poor. All different types of people davening with all a fool mad. V'yesh mitoich hatzedek, v'yesh mitoich hatshuva, v'yesh mitoich hatainis. Lo govan shel zeh, kagovan shel zeh. This one's style is not this one's style. V'yesh po mafik margolios betvilose, v'yesh po shemaliv zkukin dino v'avonim toivos. Each one's contributing a different precious stone to the keter. Mm-hmm. How do you know what's going on in each person's heart? Each person's got a different, he's coming to talk to Rosh Baruch Hu, it's a different relationship for you. Each one's neshama is in a different place. Somebody understands this malach, he understands where each tefillah is coming from, where each person's neshama is, what each person's contributing. You have a room, you have 40 people in Eish Kodesh, 50 people in Eish Kodesh. Everyone's an individual. Everyone's coming with his individual position, his individual problems, individual what he wants. Someone's coming to say thank you because they had a grandchild. Someone's coming to beg because his children haven't got children. Someone's coming for panosa. Someone's coming to say thank you because I want the lot. I call. It's all very different. Now, this malach knows exactly how to put these things together, takes the contributions of each person, knows how to build a marechet of tefillah. Ulechein amru chazal, kol tainis she'ein bo mipoishu Yisrael, einu tainis. A tainis that doesn't have even the sinners of Klal Yisrael. It's not called a taina. You have to have the sinners there as well. Shelokai yefish in a Torah yi lefamim menukudos choyreis. Yoyse mi govan alavan o adom o azav. Sometimes it's dafka, the black in the crown that makes the ground, finishes the crown, makes it beautiful more than the white and the gold and the silver. Vzeh below zeh lo saki. You need everything. You need all of Klal Yisrael. From Yachet Nasat Lilis Yofi. When you bring each one and you join them together, that makes a beautiful crown. But then you wouldn't have that beauty if you were missing this little black streak in there or this little dent there. We have to learn an important lesson from Yankov Avinu. He was the chosen of the Avos. His features, his face was engraved on the Kisei HaKovod. He didn't want to rely on his own tefillah because he was alone. Yaakov, alone? He's scared because his tefillah is not going to be mekubal because he's alone. He doesn't have a minion. So what are you going to say about people who have a minion? They have a shul. And he doesn't go down with the people. That's him talking, this Rav Pinchas, Talmud of the Goyen. Aval, kashemitpalim b'tzibu, gam ishaid lo medrege gavua, mitzarefes tfilose de tfilo kol ha'tzibu. When you're davening b'tzibu, even if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't have such a high level of tfilo, but you're part of the crown, your tfilose gets into the crown somehow. Lo tfilose keter shol peh l'chay olamim. Your tefillah is also a chelik. It's also there in this crown that is for the Chayi Olamim. So that's an important thought as well in tefillahs to remember. Mm-hmm. And even if you daven a beautiful tefillah, if you're on your own, it's one color.
Yeah.
You don't have the contrast. You don't have the tzibu. The tefillah b'tzibu is more chashuv. And even if it's a lesser quality of tefillah, you think it is, but it goes to a much higher place. With the tefillah b'yochid, even though you look like a much higher tefillah, but it's a bit boring because it's one shade of tefillah. That was the word I'm looking for. You put all the shades together, you come up with the beauty of a tefillah. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Yeah, but the what we said before is very important. The aspect, of course, we know you have to daven in a minyan. The aspect we spoke about before. Involve is to learn tefillah, spend time learning tefillah, but be careful that you don't get some effect after it. Yeah. When that becomes a problem, we'll deal with it. You're so busy learning about tefillah, you haven't got time for anything else. Alavai, that's also sometimes those are good problems, rich man's problems. Good night, Shabbos. Good morning.
Okay, good Shabbos. Okay, good Yom Tov. Thank you.
Next week, back to 10 o'clock, Bezrat
Hashem. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Okay, thank you.
Oh.